We would like to acknowledge the Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, on whose unceded land Mojo Radio is recorded on. We also pay respect to the elders, past, present and emerging. Good morning, and I am Rishabh Jain, and welcome to Mojo Radio. Australian universities have joined the American-led pro-Palestine campus protest, with Sydney, Adelaide, Canberra and Melbourne participating. Monash and the University of Melbourne have set up camp to follow suit. The protesters are calling for the institutions to cut ties and reveal weapon manufacturers who they believe are supplying arms to Israel. Monash University is continually working with student and community leaders to ensure safety and security is maintained. Whilst there is no end date in sight, students have indicated that the camping will continue until their demands are met. Australian universities are setting boundaries with international students as they are rejecting applications from South Asian countries like India and Nepal. The main reason behind the skyrocketing visa rejections is Australian government's new migration strategy, which aims to give more opportunities to domestic students. Satyendra Nair, an international student pursuing a Master of Media and Communication at Monash, thinks banning new international students is an ideal solution for controlling migration.
International students do make up a good chunk of those immigrating to Australia, and it would make sense that the government would target students and service providers in that area then, right?
Meanwhile, a recent Monash graduate, Safia, has a different opinion on this.
Trying to target international students and not giving them admission doesn't seem to be a very solid solution for this problem.
Monash Charles returns next week just before the semester ends, allowing students to remember to look after themselves during this tricky time. Indulge in relaxation and unleash creativity as all campuses become a retreat, with nail bars, mindfulness classes, Nintendo gaming, and so much more on offer. Free food will be available for everyone to fuel up prior to the last hurdle of the semester. The event will happen across all Monash from 7 May until May 10, starting from 11 a.m. Over the weekend, more than 10,000 protesters rallied in Melbourne to bring awareness to increase of gender-based violence in Australia. Outrage has been catalyzed by the stark rise in violence against women so far in 2024, with 28 murdered, according to Counting Dead Women Australia report. In response to Australia's gendered violence crisis, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced $925 million funding toward permanently establishing the Leaving Violence Program. The five-year plan will assist women in leaving volatile home environments by providing financial support of up to $5,000 with additional available resources. Some students at Monash are pleased with the announcement but are still concerned that the fundamental positive change needed in the Australian men's attitude toward women.
It's amazing that we are seeing some potential for change here, but our Prime Minister isn't just attending rallies for good PR, but actually listening to vulnerable Australian women. This funding is a great start, however, we still need to focus more on violence prevention and implementing change that gets to the root of the cause of men's issues and violence against women.
President Joe Biden has signed legislation banning TikTok in the coming year, unless the Chinese-based parent company ByteDance sells up to an approved buyer. U.S. Congress, in addition to law enforcement and intelligence officials, have expressed security concerns as Chinese authorities could force the company to hand over data collected from over 170 million American accounts. The deadline set by the president is January 19, a day prior to his presidential term ending. However, Australians will not have to worry as the Albanese government has no such plans to ban the social media app. Over 450 student athletes from 38 different universities across the country competed in the Unisport National Athletics Championship at the Gold Coast last week. Monash, despite being in the mix of a number of different categories, lost out to the larger squads of the University of Sydney and the arch rivals, the Melbourne University. The Unisport National Athletics is the world's last athletic recognized event on the calendar, with many students chasing international qualifications. The Unisport National Series continues into the swimming in Sydney starting next week on May 9. And that's all for now. I am Rishabh Jain and this is Mojo Radio.